Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are three ways to stop overtrading so you can make more money in 2023?
Yes. I was talking to a brother earlier, and he was like, hey, I'm having an issue with overtrading. Really good trader. He has some amazing entries. So number one, you have to pick a person, ideally your significant other, or someone that you're really close to, and share your results every single day. Now, traders, we do like this when we have a bad trade. We'll be like, I ain't gonna show that one. Show all of your trades for the next 90 days to a significant other or person that you care about dearly. That's number one. Number two, one thing that helped me on my journey that helped me like catch fire, I began to post my results on social media for the month, quarter, and year. So a few years ago, when I posted my yearly result and yearly return, that helped keep me accountable, because anybody can have a great week or a great month, but year over year gains are really tough. And then number three, I've said this before, but for every time that you have a loss in your account, you need to pick a person that you turn that money over to as well. So let's say you're trading options or you're trading futures. And let's say you lose $2,600 in a day. Guess what? Got to pick an accountability partner and also pay them $2,600. I know the comments on YouTube are not going to be favorable, but when you got to turn over to your bae a loss, like your loss report card, and pay up to $2,600, trust me, you will stop trading more than you should, and it will give you an accountability partner that will help you. So when I was like when Xander was first born, I would put my win loss record on the refrigerator on a dry erase board to Melissa every week, and she was hoping that I would lose, so I had to pay the other part of the money up. And then wins went good, because I'm like, I'm not gonna pay you twice, yo. So later in life, I end up paying twice, but I'm so honored to, because you're an amazing mom. Thank you so much for being incredible and allowing me to have a child with you. So I'm Grammy ready. Yo, listen, what Drake said.
So hey, this is a question, because a lot of times when we hear overtrade, people think that they're overtrading the same stock, right? And that could mean like, yo, I'm doing 13 different companies. I'm investing. But that could also mean, like, I might just be overtrading the same stock, right? Like, I might be taking too many trades of the same stock. In fact, one of the things we heard yesterday, and we were asking a gentleman, like, what do you trade? And he said, I only trade one thing. But that doesn't mean that you don't overtrade, right? So can you, like,
but you can take 15 trades in one day. Yeah, like, ideally, on a monthly basis, you shouldn't take more than, I mean, 8 trades maximum. If you really want to have a high win rate, 4 would be great. 1 trade a week is amazing. Fellas, put in chat, less is more. And I said on the call yesterday, I know what it feels like when I come on and say, take 4 trades, I'm trying to keep you from getting the bag. What normally happens is, like, you'll have 6 or 7 trades that work well, and then trade 8 through 14 goes incredibly horrible. And now you're trying to average down like crazy to make up for the losses, and then you end up breaking your laptop and your mouse. Any of y'all threw your laptop against the wall or mouse before? Now you got to put up drywall and get a new mouse. Less is more. And then once you have control of those, like, even if we play playing ball, like, or let's take it to Mahomes and Jalen Hurt. Like, last time, Joe, you still, shout out to Joe Budden, you still ain't paid me my $500 for when Brady beat Mahomes last time. And we won charades. Did he pay up that bet?
No.
Shout out to
no,
Joe. Go check out the episode. He has not. Anyway, Corey, what up? But even then, like, I'd rather have a player that's incredibly reliable that gets slow gains and chips away. Like, Brady's great at like 4 to 7 yards. Mahomes scrambles better out of the pocket, bigger arm. You can argue a better quarterback, but in those tight moments, are you going to follow the same routine and system over and over and over again? So in your trading, you want to be very methodical. I know it's more exciting to run off 700, 400% in a year, but I'd rather get 60, 70, 80, 90% year over year on my trading and have stability. Yeah.
And be okay with that. Right, like, be okay with 20%. Be okay with 30%. Like, those are great. Those are amazing gains, right? Obviously, everybody wants to hit the Grand Slam 500%, 600%. But if you're doing 30%, 20%, that's pretty good. Like, you should pat yourself on the back and figure out what strategy that you use to get that type of gain and keep implementing that. Stick to that.
And then the bigger gains will come. Put this in chat. All the big gains come from discipline. There's at least maybe 15 people I know that can probably trade better than me month over month, maybe over a 3-month period, over 6 months, hard pressed. And I've had my best, like, last year was my best year trading. I'm trying to get to, I don't want to jinx myself, but I'm trying to get to like a place where I have like 2 years with no losses. Like, I haven't had a loss for like 9, 10 months, but I've taken way less trades. Like, I'm doing maybe 4 or 5 max a month, and I'm still looking at it all day, every day, and it's hard not to push that button. Like, I'd be wanting to hit buy bid so bad on NinjaTrader, but it's better to hit like one solid trade for the week with size and for a bigger target than it is to like scout your life away.
There you have it. Well, hit the like button. This is live.
Yes, please.
We are live in the flesh. For Market Mondays, we flew in just for Market Mondays. We was in Puerto Rico. We forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Rachel.
Rachel Rogers.
And shout out to our Puerto Rican family, travel, PR.
And shout out to your satchel. Not a purse, a satchel.
Yeah. Shout out to Palomino Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I want to go back to Mexico
Puerto
so bad.
Puerto Rico, the vibe, man. You know, it's always good energy.
Newfound respect for Puerto Rico.
Yes, yes. Yeah, shout out to the real place. PR travel. They held us down out there.
This is true.
So let's talk about Baidu has followed OpenAI's footsteps and has created a bot similar to ChatGPT. So there's some competition for ChatGPT?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So first we got to tell them what Baidu is. And I told this story maybe in the early episodes of Market Mondays, but Baidu, the best way to describe it is the Chinese version of Google. And I remember I was reading like a Business Week in 2007, and I was like, oh, Google. Okay, well, what's better than Google? Let's find another Google. And the company Baidu came up, and then I invested in it, and I got scared, got nervous because the market pulled back around 2008. And Baidu went on a tear, and I think they split twice. I think they did 7-1, then they did 30-1. And that was one of those lessons. I'm like, oh my gosh, had I just been disciplined enough. But like I said, you gotta go through things to understand things at a greater scale. Absolutely. So Baidu is a Chinese version of Google. What they've done is they've created a bot, which has an AI tool, which will enable Baidu's main search services to allow users to have conversation-style results. And so imagine, rather than typing a search, you're actually just saying it, and the AI is telling you back the answers. So kind of almost like a hands-free situation, which is interesting because, you know, ChatGPT hasn't created, they haven't gotten together with Google, the largest search engine. They're trying to do it with Bing, which, like we spoke about, I'm not sure how many people use Bing or even know what Bing is. So they're ahead of the curve in that sense. Obviously, the population of China is much larger than ours, and the user base could be, but it's an interesting proposition. I'm sure that the good folks over at Microsoft are watching this very intently. When you invest $10 billion, you want to know who the competition is, and you want to know what they're doing. So I'm sure we'll see something from the good folks at Microsoft about this.
You think Baidu is a competitor now?
I don't know if it's a competitor, only from the standpoint of the regulation from Baidu. Obviously, if the Chinese government kind of controls what is allowed to be searched, which obviously doesn't make it as open and as free as what we have here in Google. So from that standpoint, I can't really see it as a competitor.
I think for example, when Ford, their greatest invention was the formation of the assembly line. Then Mercedes had to follow suit and other companies did. I think this is just an extension of the automation to remove the workforce in 2030. Now, of course, with all the noise that it's making, I would say that it's smart for Baidu to make their own. I don't know if it's going to have a tremendous impact on the stock overall, even though Baidu has been pushing up a little bit at the top of this year. But I do think we're going to see every company make their own, well, every major top 10 tech company like make their own version of. But I think clearly, like even with the iPhone space, ChatGPT is the iPhone of AI right now. Baidu's version would be Android. Android still has some value. Shout out to all the Android users. I'm learning not to alienate the audience. But ChatGPT is a clear leader. I think we're just seeing more automation to drive the workforce down and get to that goal. And I said it on a chat yesterday, but even on Amazon's front, they need to get to a place where they let off like total 24% to 26% of their workforce for the stock to go back up. Please be mindful. I don't think that they've ushered in these automation systems by accident at scale. While every tech company, like look at it like this. You don't think that all the people in tech was getting drinks together and was like, yo, we should just lay off a whole bunch of people and find a way to replace them 4 or 5 years ago, and then slowly usher it in after COVID, after making the great resignation thing a big PR move. This is planned. This is controlled chaos, if you will.
And we got the functionality for it has increased. I think a lot of times, I mean, especially when we've discussed it and the people we talk to about it, we look at it from how can it create, you know, Word documents and things of that nature. And I was talking to B, shout out to B, and he was telling me, you know, they have the world's first robot lawyer, and it was created from AI and using ChatGPT. Because if you figure, like, from a legal standpoint, I mean, it's pretty much a lot of documentation. And so if you tell the case, and it could kind of create a defense for it. And so it starts out as a legal assistant, but then when you see the reports that, you know, ChatGPT just passed the bar.
I mean, it's getting scary. Yeah,
like, think about that, right? Interesting times, man.
Also, I just posted on Earn Your Leisure's Instagram page an hour ago. I don't know if you saw it, but
the melting.
So scientists have created a shape-shifting robot that can melt its way out of a cage. It's on our Instagram page. They have the video of it. And they took a metal with low melting point, and they put magnetic particles in it, and they made a melting robot. Now, this is interesting because obviously this can like slip in and out of different situations. So they a diagram of how it can actually go into the body and take out like cancerous cells and different things of that nature. But it's literally a robot that's solid, and then it can be melted, and then it can be solid again.
Terminator?
That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Terminator 2? Yep.
Like, exactly. Like
everything is always a foreshadowing.
Yo, that's crazy.
It's like the Terminator.
You need to go look at iRobot, Terminator, Enemy of the State.
Well, the thing about it is anything, if you ever want to predict what's going to happen in the future, watch movies. Because it's absolutely. Like all of these movies, A, somebody has to be able to think about it. So if somebody can have an idea of it, that means that it's going to become possible at some point in time.
Yeah.
And movies are usually a good indicator of what is to come in the future. So, Terminator 2 is actually very similar to that. And, you know, they have a micro robot. But if they can do it with a micro robot, then they're going to be at some point. They probably can now do it with a robot that's 6 feet tall, right? Have like robot that's 6 feet tall and then can melt into liquid and then can go underneath a door and then become a robot again.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.